Das Chazar sagt, nicht bei Chazar sagen, wenn wir Juden sagen, die Wammes darf nun hey. Sagt die Gemara, Mishnah says, if a man is told that his wife, let's call her wife one, has died, and he therefore goes and marries her paternal sister, wife two. He's then told that she died, and he went and married wife two's maternal sister, which is wife three, so she's unrelated to wife one. He's then told that wife three dies, he went to marry wife three's paternal sister, wife four. He's then told that she died, he went to marry wife four's maternal sister, wife five. If he then finds out that none of them actually died, he's allowed to remain married to wife one, three, and five, because they're totally unrelated to each other, but not to wife two and four, because two is the sister of one, and four is the sister of three. If only wife one had actually died, he remains mutter to wife two and four, but not to wife three and five for the same reason. We see from here that Achais Ishtai is Osir whether she's a paternal or maternal sister. How do we know that? It says we learn from the Erev of a sister, just like a sister is Osir whether she's paternal or maternal sister. The same is true with a wife sister. Maybe we should learn from a father's brother's wife, and just like that, only Osir from a paternal brother, wife sister should only be Osir when she's a paternal sister. It says it makes more sense to learn from a sister, since a sister and a wife sister are both considered to be his own relatives as opposed to the relative of the father, which is more attenuated. Maybe it would make more sense to learn it from the case of the aunt, since the aunt and the wife's sister are both arayos that came about through a marriage. Mar says we learn that from Eishes Ach, which is also his own relative and comes about through marriage. How do we know that Eishes Ach is also whether the brother is paternal or maternal? Bryce says we learn that from the pasuk that says Ervas Eishes Achicha Lo Yisigala, and ends off with Ervas Achicha He. These extra words teach that it applies to a paternal and a maternal sister. Gemara asks, maybe the extra words are only to be used to ask the wife of a paternal brother, and the extra words I need to teach at a case where the brother died with children. There remains Aser. Mar said there's another extra phrase of Ervas Achicha Gila, which teaches that she's Aser in that case as well. Therefore, the earlier words can be used to teach that even a maternal brother's wife is Aser. In fact, Mar, if the maternal and paternal brothers are treated the same, maybe we should say that the halacha of Yivam applies to a maternal brother as well. Mar says the pasuk which teaches the maternal brother's wife is Aser says he, which teaches that she remains Aser forever, that Bav Yasei Tehei, it stays Aser like that without an opportunity for Yivam. We learned that all our rights are compared to each other and are therefore learned out from each other. If so, why does the pasuk have to write the chiyav of karis by the erev of a sister? It says needed for the Joshua of Yechanan, who said that if one had bia multiple times with multiple arayis in one period of forgetfulness, he's chayav a separate chatos for each and every erva. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, who uses this for another drasha, he'll learn it out from the extra word of Isha written in the pasuk of Nida. Why does the pasuk write the chiyav of Aririm Yiyu, which is karis in the pasuk of erva of a father's brother's wife? It says it's needed for the drasha of Rabbi, who said there's another pasuk of that says Aririm Yamusu. We need both of these pasukim to teach that if he has children at the time that he did the Avera, or born after that time, then they will die during his lifetime. If he doesn't have children, he will die childless. How do we know that Hara is also by relations with Chayiv Elavim as well? And for the Gemara, since the pasuk regarding the one who has Bia with a Shifcha Charufa says Shichva Zera, which refers to a full Bia, it must be that a regular Chayiv Elavim are also even with Hara. Maybe we should say that since the Torah taught Chayiv Karis are also with Hara, it must be that Chayiv Elavim are also only with full Bia. Rashi said if that was true, the pasuk regarding Shifcha Charufa would not have to tell us that she's also only with full Bia. How do we know that Chayiv Elavim to a Kayim are also even with Hara? Mar said we learn from the Chayiv Karis with Xer Shava. How do we know that women also are only with an say are also even with Hara? We learn it from Chayiv Elavim with Xeris Shava. How do we know that a Yavama is also even with Hara to an outsider before Yibam or Chalitza is done to her? But according to the view that she's also to an outsider with a Lav, this would fall into the category of Chayiv Elavim. According to the view that she's also with an Asay, it falls into the category of Chayiv Asay, and we explained how both of those we know that Hara is also. How do we know that a Yavam can be Koina Yavam with Hara? We learn it from Xeris Shava from Chayiv Elavim. How do we know that a man can be Koina his wife with Hara? Mara says we learn it from Xeris Shava from Chayiv Karis. Rava is, why is it that the psukim regarding Shichva Harufa, Eishas Ish, and Saita each mention Shichva Zera, which suggests it has to be a complete Bia? But says regarding Shichva Harufa, it teaches that one is not Chayiv until Taka does a complete Bia. Regarding an Eishas Ish, it teaches that one is not Chayiv if the Bia was done without Kishay Aver, which is therefore not capable of emitting Zera. According to the Shita, that even such a person would be Chayiv, we must say that it teaches that one would not be Chayiv for Bia with the corpse of a married woman. Regarding a Saita, the Pasuk teaches is that one is not chayiv if the soita was only warned regarding a man with whom there is suspicion that she engaged in bia shalei kedarka. Rava asked the pasuk of mishkevei isha teaches that the bia shalei kedarka is equivalent to bia kedarka in all circumstances. So why do we need a special pasuk? Well, the chayiv should be the same over here. So Rava said this teaches that a warning for a wife who is suspected of bodily contact with a man, but not actual bia, even not bia shalei kedarka, just bodily contact, does not make her into a soita. But yes, it's obvious. Why do we need a pasuk for that? Although it's a luid's behavior, but it's not snus. Abaye said it teaches that a warning for a wife who is suspected of having her private areas only touch the man's private areas, but not actual bia, does not make her into a saita. Mar says this makes sense according to the view that hara is actually the penetration of the man into the woman. However, according to the view that mere contact is hara, bia is not correct. Mar says we must say like Rava said. With regard to Abaye's question, we would think that the Torah says a saita is created based on a husband's objection to particular conduct, and therefore even the suspected conduct would be enough to make her usher as a saita, even though it's not truly bia. That's what the pasuk has to teach, and it's not. Shmuel said, Hara is the contact of a man in a woman's private area, since it's impossible to have contact without the slightest penetration. We can see that Rabbi Yechanan holds this way as well, because Rabbi Rechanan and Rabbi Yechanan said, complete bia for Shivcha Harufa is the penetration of the top of the man's aver. Now, if that's considered to be complete bia, it must be that Hara is simple contact. Rav Sheshi says, the Bryce says, Shivcha Zera teaches that he's only chayiv for a bia that can emit Zera. Presumably, this refers to a bia of full penetration. But I say it may refer to penetration of the top of the aver, which is also considered to be enough to emit zera. Rav Dimi and Rav Yechanan said that hara is the penetration of the top of the aver. They asked Rav Dimi, we learned from Rabbi Achana, said Rav Yechanan, he said differently. Rav Dimi said, either he's lying or I'm lying, meaning to say, our two statements, taka, can't be reconciled. Rav and Rav Yechanan said that hara is the penetration of the top of the aver. He clearly argues with Rabbi Achana, so we have to say that he argued with Shmuel as well. Mar says, no, because it may be that from the point of contact until penetration, the top of the aver is all considered to be hara. Therefore, they'd love dafka, they're arguing. Shmuel by Yehuda, Rav Yechanan said, hara is the penetration of the top of the aver, and the completion of the bia refers to the actual end of the bia. Anything less than this initial penetration, which like mere contact, is considered to be only contact, and they would be potter for that. This clearly argues on the view of Shmuel.